It is Michael Jackson with Will You Be There. This is Mpumalanga's Raz FM, and this is the Raz FM Lunch with Miss Case. Sikhuluma ngendaba ye flag ya 22 million yala South Africa that is has been the a topic for quite some time. Nanganamanga kusukela itolo okuthandi. And we're also talking about indaba yokuthi Bonang came out and said what she said, and of course there are other people that feel different about this situation, and one of those people is Penny Libiane. She has spoken about it. She stands her ground. We have her on the line. And if our time allows, we'll also look at the rest of your comments on our Facebook page at Raz FM 943.
As a responsible broadcast citizen, Raz FM is committed to programming that is entertaining and uplifting, news that is accurate, and comment that is fair. We avoid anything that could be harmful to children, amount to hate speech, or contains gratuitous violence or explicit sex. To underline this commitment, we are signatories to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa's Code of Conduct. If you believe we are not adhering to that code, you can inform the BCCSA. Simply visit bccsa.co.za for more information about how to lodge your complaint. Raz FM, Mpumalanga, Azishe.
You're still on the Raz FM Lunch with Ms. Kay Gansajengo Beng Shilo. We have Penny Libiane on the line, who also had something to say. Ngenza ba ye 22 million flag. And we're going to have that conversation with her. Quickly, let me just look at one of the tweets that are from Penny. And she says, hold government accountable. To account, Myra, to just make noise because you chose to hate someone. Now, that's real cowardice there by creatives and sports industry. Lot nisile nje. A very good afternoon to you, Penny. Thank you so much for making time to talk to us, Lagu Rise FM.
Good afternoon to everyone, and good afternoon to the Rise FM listeners.
Now, it seems like there are a lot of people that are unhappy about indaba yale flag ye 22 million, and of course, Bonang has spoken about Minister Mthethwa uyazondwa. You've also had your say on this one. Talk to us about how you feel and why you decided ukuthi you are going to put it out there ngendlela ufila ngakhona wena.
I mean, I am a practitioner in the creative industry, have been for the last 25 years. Mm. And I'm very privy to how, people who are specifically in the creative industry speak about the Department of Arts or the minister specifically, this particular minister.
Yeah.
The 22 million rand flag conversation years has been bubbling and going on, which is a conversation that was tabled, I think, during even the, not the budget speech, but like the opening, when the president, the State of the Nation, because mm-hmm. if you see on the report that came out today, the minister in the office of the presidency also mentioned that. And I think that post really was about how, if this flag is meant to be a monument of some sort, and that's what the department feels, I think we should have a conversation that's about it, mm-hmm. but instead of like calling the minister names, because I never understand how that works. I don't understand how, if you don't agree with what I say or what I think is king, I don't understand why people should be malicious and disrespectful and call each other names. So for me, that feels like even people who are in the creative arts, who are probably, some are even media professionals, they reason like people in a bar or in a high school field, and we are adults. Like, quite frankly, we're all entitled to understand things differently, and we're all entitled to have different opinions. But I don't have to name call you or tag or attack you because I can, you know. And I, for me, my response stems from that point, but also it stems from the fact that a lot of times people in the creative industry like to throw accusations and really ill-informed things about the department specifically, they don't engage about issues that have to do with, for example, you're a woman in radio. If you don't talk about how women in radio are exploited and they are sexually taken advantage of, and then suddenly you need to talk about problems in radio, and then what is that? Mm-hmm. Women are being exploited. And a lot of people in the industry do that. But if you don't use your voice, you don't talk about your experiences, where do you come off talking about things to do with the arts when you don't care about the arts?
Yeah.
And that's what I say to them. Because a lot of times, and when I say they don't care, they don't attend meetings. They don't read about the documents that are out there. They just say the department is eating money. But if you ask them, have you ever applied for meeting? No. Do they come to those? Some of the people, you might find that they had a fallout with the department.
Mm.
And then all of us must suffer. Mm. You know? And for me, that's very problematic and very malicious. And also the other thing to use with, oh, when you're seen at an ANC event or an EF event, hey, this is a free country. Whether you go to the DA or you go to the EAF or go to ANC, we all have a right to associate with who we wish to associate with. So this thing that we must always be pressing on Twitter, not to have an opinion or be intimidated by our associations, I find it very childish. And also there are some people, obviously, who are popular, and then if they say something, people make it like it's a gospel truth.
Yeah.
Not true.
Yeah.
Just because I'm popular doesn't mean I must impute things and let people jump on it because I said it.
Mm.
Quite frankly, I'm not moved by any of that stuff. So I will stand my ground and I will stick to my opinion, because by the time I take it time and tweet something, I've thought about it.
Do you think, Kuti, maybe some of these people were talking because they didn't understand the nature of the flag? When they heard flag, they thought, you know, Lama flag let us now. It's just that it's bigger than the normal flag that we have.
They don't care. They don't care to understand. They care to tweet so that they can get retweets and get clout and people can talk about it. They are not interested. That's what it is. And that's exactly what I'm saying. They are not interested. But the premise of why they're open and interested, they don't like the guy who's the minister. They hate him. They say it every day. If he says congratulations, Black Coffee, they say don't say it. If he says condolences, they say don't say it. I mean, really, how is that going to work?
So one last question, because our time is really not on our side. Beauty is looking at me and I'm stealing a few of her minutes. Looking at the 22 million and what you know about the flag and what it'll do and so on and so forth, do you think it's reasonable to spend 22 million on a flag with the country being where it is in terms of your unemployment and maybe some of the things less sokolang ato in the arts industry or the creative industry?
Look, I think conversations must be held about youth unemployment, and that's what the Labor Department does and private sector. I mean, currently there's a business unity, business unity discussion at the convention center. But we need to stop that when things that are gazetted and gazetted for, and there's a conversation about that, then we throw that. Mm. We throw, oh, why can't you give it to the youth? And people in the arts need to also realize not all of their money is with the Department of Arts.
Mm-hmm.
They need to know that their money is in commercial, in the private sector. They don't speak out about what the Department of Communication is doing about that. They don't talk about what trade and industry is doing for it. They all think their money is with the Department of Arts. It's a waste of energy.
Yeah.
Every day they're saying the same thing. People need to read and learn and be informed. You can't keep saying the Department of Arts is responsible for libraries, monuments, and all sorts of things. But they don't even build the libraries themselves. It's an infrastructure thing. It's like people don't know how government works, and we have to sit on Twitter and listen to them. Come on, guys. We're adults.
Listen, one thing I love about listening to you is that every time you speak, you will leave me with something that I didn't know, and you did that now. Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate you.
Thank you.
It is Penny Libiane talking to us. And also talking about some of the things in the entertainment industry. And now to your book.